My name is Peter Shea from Ubuntu Babasha. It has been a great pleasure to be working under the auspices of CCS. And on this project, the experiences that we face is that Clermont is a diverse community of tribal group and racial group. The response of the interviews is that our group is of a partial knowledge about our group is of a workforce team. The question number three is knowledge about the family tree. Yes, but partial knowledge about the family trees, e.g. names that are from forefathers. What did you learn about the presence and relevance of local history memories? We have learned that the community have got the organic knowledge from organic individuals in the society. For instance, you can underestimate somebody or people without education. I mean, that person will tell you the story, just general knowledge. Proverbs and songs. I'll point out one of the proverbs that from our interview. It says, in the kingdom of the blind, the one eye from a man is the king. My colleague there will explain that proverb.
Yeah, my name is Molaudi Skatje from Ubuntu Babasha Organization. Basically, as my colleague has said, it's a cosmopolitan era that we're coming from. Basically, there was a Land Act of 1913, and therefore that the land would be owned by certain racial group. Then the essence of Clermont basically was to provide cheap labor to the industrial society that was developing around Clermont. And to say that the one-eyed man is the king in the kingdom of the blind, it's basically to say those people, we have got organic intellectuals in the society who are able to provide a consistent knowledge without having gone through academic institutions. So that is the essence of organic people that we normally undermine and normally we come across and undermine and never want to learn anything from them. And one of the things that I want to mention is that Clermont is part and parcel of the political fluid of South Africa. Many leaders, through the creation of the UDF, were actually concentrated in Clermont as part and parcel of the colonial dispossession of land. And as my colleague mentioned earlier on, there was a German man called Clement. So the pronunciation, I think people wanted to Zulify it or to Sotify it or maybe to bring it to a very normal or common parlance to say it's Clement. Basically, it originates from a person called Clement. And another thing is that I think what the project, the Deben Oral Sync project has actually assisted a lot in terms of acquainting or familiarizing or even acclimatizing young people to some of the social initiatives that we're undergoing. And one of the recommendations that we had from other people is to say we ought to undertake a legitimate inclusive social discourse that is going to assist us to have at least once a month a gathering of young people, Ubuntu Babasha being the leading proponent, that will actually facilitate a workshop that is going to tell young people, because honestly speaking, the libraries that are there in Clermont, there are two of them, are not actually useful. One, they are not useful because they have tend to be dating kind of spots or areas, because young people go there to actually meet their friends, their girlfriends, their boyfriends. So we have actually conducted or embarked upon a campaign that says libraries should not be places for romance, and says libraries should be actually sources of intellectual freedom, sources of intellectual knowledge, whereby we draw knowledge. So it has assisted us because it has complemented some of the programs that we had as an organization. And one of the achievements is that our colleague over there, Temkos Daiman, was actually invited to Ukhozi FM, I think last week, if I'm not mistaken, to actually expand more and actually provide a succinct exposition about the work that we do in the organization. But overall, it has assisted us, it has assisted a lot in terms of articulating consistently our aspirations as young people. And of course, we want to be the leading proponent of change in Clermont and across Durban. And maybe that is what we can say as Ubuntu Babash. And hopefully, we believe that our colleagues who are present here, we are going to cooperate. It is not only the divides of organizations, but our aspirations, our ideas are coherent, cohesive, and consistent.
No, I would like to add maybe some experiences regarding the issue of Durban Singh's oral history. As Ubuntu Babasha, we've learned something that this project has gave us some thoughts that we have to look at some of the things or some of the issues that we were ignorant of. Like, we have this perception that, you know, we are here in Clermont because we'll be here, and then December we are all in the Holy Cross buses and we were way back from Eastern Cape, and then we don't care about the history of the area. And also, knowing that nobody else could tell the history of Clermont rather than Sugar Ray Cole, who has a soccer star or whatever. And that has thought that maybe even the people from the grassroots level can say something about the area. That was that is what we've learned, that anybody who stays in Clermont can say something about the area itself.
And about Ukhozi?
No, about Ukhozi, we were invited as Ubuntu Babasha because we've met the lady from Ukhozi when we were at ICC to attend African Renaissance Youth Conference. Yeah.